When Ula went to Bavel, he said that they made El 30 days in Eretz Yisrael. He then said that this was a big favor that was done for the people of Bavel. Ula explained the favor was that the extra day allowed for there to be a weekday between Yom Tov and Shabbos, thereby allowing fresh vegetables to be picked. Rav Acha bar Chanina said the extra day allowed for a weekday in between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, which assured that a mace would not remain unburied for two straight days. The Gemara says a nafka mina between the two reasons would be when Yom Kippur falls on Sunday. According to Rav Acha bar Chanina, an extra day would be added to allow for burials. However, according to the reason of having fresh vegetables, since he can't eat after Shabbos anyway until after Yom Kippur, we wouldn't add an extra day to be in between because fresh vegetables can be picked after Yom Kippur. For the acting Gemara, why wouldn't Ula agree that an extra day should be added even in that case to allow for the proper and timely burials? Gemara says, you're right, he would. And it must be that the nafka mina between the reasons is when Yom Tov falls on a regular Yom Tov falls on Friday or a Sunday. There's a concern of the vegetables, but there's no burial concerns because burials can be done with Goyim on Yom Tov. For the Gemara, why wouldn't Rav Acha agree that an extra day should be used even in that case to allow for the picking of fresh vegetables? Gemara says the vegetables can be soaked in hot water to be freshened up again. Based on these reasons, why did Ula say it was a favor for the people of Bavel? It's equally as much of a favor for the people of Eretz Yisrael. Mar said, Bavel is a hotter place, and therefore the two concerns are more prevalent there. The mason start spoiling faster, and the vegetables also start withering faster. It seems that we're adding a day to help fill a communal need. How can that be done? Rabbi Shmuel told a Raisa that a day may not be added for that reason. So the Bryce is discussing making a month 29 days for a communal need. That is what may not be done. However, making a month 30 days for a communal need may be done. In fact, we find that Rabbi Shimon Levi says, sometimes we scare the witnesses to try and push them off and add an additional day to a month, but we're never allowed to do the other way, meaning we don't scare them off so that we should bring Rosh Chodesh a day early. We scare them that they should say that we should bring a day early. That we don't do. Fedak the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, center of Ami, there, Rabbi Yechanan said, we scare the witnesses into saying that they saw the moon if we need the outgoing month to only be 29 days, so we do such a thing. Abaye said, we would do this for Nisan and Tishrei, but not for the other months. Gemara said, we can also say that the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel follows the view of the Acherim, who say that every year has the same amount of days, and we don't have to engage in any manipulation at all. Dr. Gemara of Dimi from Nardo said that we only scare witnesses to testify so that the preceding month should have 29 days. We never do that to delay and make the previous month into a 30-day month. The reason is, causing delay when people have actually seen the new moon looks like Bezdin is being less than truthful, so therefore we don't want to risk ever having that impression. Zak the Gemara, Shmuel said, I have the ability to establish the proper dates of Rosh Chodesh for all of the world, meaning that he was an expert in astronomy and could calculate the exact time of the new moon without the need for witnesses. Abba, the father of Rav Samlai, said to him, do you know what the meaning of the Braisa is when it says that when the Braisa makes a difference between the Moilud, when the Moilud occurs before Chatzos or after Chatzos? Shmuel says, no, I don't know what that means. Abba said, if you don't know this, then there are surely other things that you don't know either, so you're not that as much of an expert as you think. Mar says, when Rav Zeri went to Eretz Yisrael, he sent a message that in order for a day to be Rosh Chodesh, the new moon must have already existed by the night and day. This is also the meaning of Abba's statement from the Braisa, meaning Bezdin must calculate the Moilid. If the Moilid is before Chatzos, midday, then it's possible that the new moon is seen before that night. And if witnesses come and testify, we can accept their testimony that night may be Rosh Chodesh. However, if the Moilid occurs after midday, it's not possible for the new moon to be seen before nighttime. The new moon can't be seen for at least 6 hours after the Moilid. And therefore, even if the witnesses come and testify, that night, along with the next day, can't be established as Rosh Chodesh. Rashi explained, by calculating when the Moilid occurred, we can refute witnesses who say that they saw a new moon at a time when we know it's impossible for them to have seen the new moon. Rav Zeir, in the name of Rav Nachman, said, the moon is not visible for about 24 hours each month, some of the time right before the Moilid, and some of the time right after the Moilid. In Bavel, given its geographical location, the moon is not visible for 6 hours before the Moilid, meaning before the old moon is not visible for the last 6 hours, and 18 hours after the Moilid, meaning the new moon is not visible for the first 18 hours. In Eretz Yisrael, it's the other way around. It's not visible for 18 hours before the Moilid and 6 hours after the Moilid. Rashi explained, this is important to know so that we can refute witnesses who say that they saw the new moon at a time when we know it's not possible for them to have been seen, because it's not possible that they saw it because the moon is not visible. In fact, how do we know that the new moon must exist by night and the following day for the day to become Rosh Chodesh? Rabbi Yechon says, we learn it from the pasuk of Me'erev Erev Ad Erev, meaning Yontov begins from evening and lasts till the next evening. So it has to be Me'erev Ad Erev. Mishtaka says, we learn from the pasuk that says Ad Yoim Ho'echad V'esrim L'Chodesh Bo Erev. We see that the day lasts until evening. What's the difference between these two answers? Abai says, really, there's no difference except for just mashmois of the pasukim, Hadadash and the pasukim. Rava says, the difference would be if the new moon was seen before before midnight. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it must be seen before nighttime. According to Reish Lakish, who learns that from the pasuk regarding matzah, if it's seen before midnight, the following day it could still be Rosh Chodesh. So, Dr. Gemara, Rabbi Zeir, the name of Rabbi Nachman, said we always move a day of doubt, when we have a suffix of which day, we move it forward. Meaning that, like in Galus, when we're uncertain as to what day is the 15th of the month, we're uncertain if an additional day was added to the previous month, and therefore the start of Yom Tov, we're unsure about when it starts. So we make Yom Tov on what we consider the 15th and the 16th. We don't make it the 14th and the 15th, we make it the 15th and the 16th. Why don't we make the 14th Yom Tov as well, in case that the past couple of months were 29 days, and we were assuming that one of them was 29, one of them was 30. Mara says, because if 2 months in a row were 29 days, everyone would have heard about that. Since we didn't hear about that, we can assume that at least one of them was 30 days, and therefore the only suffix is if it's 15 or 16, 14 is not even a suffix.